Another look at the Google-China standoff. Google threatened this week to leave China. Well, they threatened that they were going to stop censoring their search engine results, which is something that China demanded that they do in order to operate in China. So we assume that Google is prepared to leave the country. Google says several Gmail accounts of human rights activists were hacked into from cyber attacks in China.
As we said when we entered China, if we were faced with laws or restrictions that made it more difficult and that made us believe that we could not operate there in accordance with our values, we would shift gears.
That's David Drummond, the chief legal officer for Google, talking to CNBC this week. So what would it mean for U.S.-China relations if Google leaves China altogether? We have Adam Siegel to explain that. He's a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Adam, first, can you explain to us, we heard the chief legal officer talking about shifting gears. What is the essential issue here between Google and China?
Well, it's in part the censorship that you mentioned, that when Google decided it was going to enter the market, it agreed to censor its search results. But also it's the cyber attack that happened, which was not only on Google, but on some 34 other companies and think tanks and human rights groups. So those are the two issues for Google right now.
Do we know who was responsible for the cyber attacks? There's implications that it was the Chinese government, but we don't have any proof of that, right?
That's right. The implication that it's the Chinese government, it's traced back to China, but it could have been a Chinese government agency. It could have been what's called a patriotic hacker, which is kind of a, either a Chinese teenager or a Chinese hackers that may or may not have connections to the Chinese government. But in past instances of these things, we've seen an IP address in China, and then often there's been a connection between that IP address and one of the government agencies.
One of our producers spoke with Tenzin Seldon, a Tibetan activist, a 20-year-old student at Stanford at the moment, whose Gmail account was hacked.
Growing up and hearing like the horror stories of my parents' escape from Tibet and the fact that they were under constant scrutiny by the Chinese government was painful to hear. But the fact that long arm of Chinese surveillance can reach my hometown here in the Bay Area and at Stanford is something that I would never have thought could have happened. So, of course, it's startling, surprising, but at the same time, I feel like it speaks volumes about China.
You heard her there. She's obviously implying that it was the Chinese government that was responsible, and we said we don't have any proof of that. But this is essentially an issue about freedom of speech, or is it about an invasion into a private business?
Well, again, I think it's both. I think the more politically explosive issue is going to be the cyber attack. We're used to the Chinese censoring speech. I mean, that's as the Google statement said, they knew that when they went to do business there. But the attack on human rights activists, and then also more broadly, there's a sense that the Chinese were trying to steal Google's intellectual property, Yahoo's intellectual property, some other companies' intellectual property. So this is the kind of issue that's going to set off a kind of sense of economic warfare, which is really going to be quite explosive.
And how is the Chinese government responding to this? Google says they're waiting for China to answer.
The Chinese government said, you're welcome to do business here as long as you follow the law.
Period. So what happens if Google leaves China? I mean, what this particular incident, how does this fit into the broader changing relationship between the United States, its businesses, and the Chinese?
Well, we're entering a very turbulent patch of relations between the two countries. We have arms sales to Taiwan, which are coming up, which is going to the Chinese have already said they are opposed to severely. We have the visit of the Dalai Lama coming, which the Chinese are going to be very upset about. So we already have some issues that have made things very, very bumpy. You know, long term, if there's going to be a major transformation, I think it's going to be two things. One is that, you know, the fact that Google made this public and was so outspoken about Chinese behavior is just doesn't happen. U.S. corporations in China tend to be very quiet about their complaints and believe that the best way to do these things is work behind the scenes. So there are lots of American companies that are unhappy with the Chinese government. So if they're likely to change their behavior and start being more boisterous and vocal, then that'll be a major change, although I don't think that will actually happen.
Although, Adam Siegel, it seems to me that Google stands in a different situation than almost any other company. I mean, their stock is hugely rising. It's worth $500 or more. They're awash in profits. But China is basically the growth center of the global economy. If you want to do business, if you want to make money, you need to deal with China. It seems to me that China holds almost all the cards here and that Google is a very unusual case of maybe being able to step out. But most companies, like, say, for instance, Disney, would never be able to do this.
No, I agree. I think Google is totally unique in this situation. And I think also Google may believe that it can step out and still keep many of its customers. I think they believe that Chinese net users are becoming increasingly savvy and are figuring out how to get around the censoring in China, around the Great Firewall. So that Google may think that it can still keep serving Chinese customers. I think the other issue is this one about cyber war and economic warfare, and that already, I think, is going to be picked up by the Congress. Yesterday, the Daily Beast was reporting a leaked FBI report about, you know, tens of thousands of attacks that are happening on U.S. companies. So there's going to be a call in Congress, which is already unhappy with China about economic issues, for more investigations, you know, some type of reprisal. And so that's going to really, I think, make relations between the two very difficult.
And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to give an address on Internet freedom this month. She's already said that China owes the United States an explanation over what happened in the case of these cyber attacks. That's Adam Siegel, the senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about the standoff.
Did you hear what he said? The Great Firewall? That's what they refer to it? I mean,
that's fantastic.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
They're calling it the Great Firewall, the Chinese attempt to control the Internet.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.